Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. We're going four downs with Tom, our game day analyst and Super Bowl Bears offensive lineman. How are you today, Tom?
I'm doing great, Josh. Looking forward to Sunday.
I bet. The league's oldest rivalry resumes. You've been a part of it for many years back in the day, and now as a broadcaster, you know, from player to broadcaster. How do you like visiting Lambeau Field these days? What's got you fired up for this Sunday's game?
Hey, I love Lambeau Field. I think it's one of the greatest settings in all of professional sports, the Chicago Bears versus the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau Field. But I always have the nervousness in my stomach because of the greatness of Aaron Rodgers. So I think every time I look at, as a broadcaster, look at playing the Bears, how the quarterback position is going to affect the outcome of the game and the Bears' performance overall.
I thought you were going to give us a pep talk. It sounds like you might need a pep talk. Are you spooked by the idea that Aaron Rodgers just dominates? Come on, this time the Bears' playoff hopes are at stake. It's huge. What kind of pep talk would you be delivering?
Oh, I mean, hey, I'm talking about, the playoffs have started for the Chicago Bears, and that's my only interest. And, yeah, I have respect for Aaron Rodgers, but I have no fear of the Green Bay Packers. And I think that where the Bears have been climbing the ladder in the last 5 weeks from where they were at week one of the regular season, I think this is a much better Chicago Bears football team. I think they're a much better offense in Chicago here. So I'm excited to see what the offense can do, and I'm excited to see what Akeem Hicks can do if he gets back in his defensive line role.
Oh, for sure. So let's just keep it at the offense and the way they've been able to salvage a season playing meaningful games into December. So what have you seen over the last few weeks that makes you think they've got a chance against Green Bay?
The continuity on the offensive line, the development of Rashad Coward at right guard and also Cornelius Lucas at right tackle, giving them some playing time better. Some more playing time so they can play better. The understanding by David Montgomery of how the offensive line is choreographed to get more out of each run. And then the abilities and the growth process of Mitchell Trubisky is probably the most magnifying of it all, because he is playing better. He's throwing the ball better. He's more intelligent at the line of scrimmage. He's more threatening with his legs, which changes the whole profile of the defense. So, I'm excited to see the entire, and then you got other guys like Anthony Miller, more active, more involved, and more of a weapon that he was expected to be. And then you got J.P. Holtz and Jesper Horsted at the tight end position that are starting to contribute something from that position, and that increases the concerns of outside personnel of the Packers defense.
Yeah, a lot of players having a hand in the Bears' midseason resurgence. But what else do we need to know about this current Packers bunch, Tom, and their form? And I suppose this is about the end of our time together this morning, but how beatable is Green Bay this time around, and throw in the Akeem Hicks factor?
I think they're beatable. I do think they're a good football team. That's why I have respect for them. But I would rather go and respect my opponent during the week of preparation, because they are good. They have good outside defensive pass rushers. Adrian Amos is playing a very good defensive backfield for them. But it's going to be about the Bears offense. How can they stay on the field to keep Aaron Rodgers off the field?
And you expect Hicks to go?
Oh, I do. Full speed ahead. I hope there's no rep count with them. It's going to be cool conditions. Conditioning shouldn't be a factor. So I hope Akeem is ready and excited to play.
All right, stay warm. They're talking about a real feel AccuWeather in single digits. So enjoy your time in Lambeau.
Thanks a lot, Josh.
You got it, Tom Thayer. We'll hear from him again Sunday morning with Jeff Joniak and the Game Day crew. Exclusive coverage live from Green Bay's Lambeau Field starts at 9 a.m. Sunday. Bears-Packers on WBBM and the updated radio.com app.